Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking cattle on feed. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Cattlemen's Beef Board, they've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. The Consumer Information Programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
We're talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Latest cattle on feed report is out, Daryl. Why don't you give us just a quick rundown on it?
You bet. The October cattle on feed report showed placements in the month of September at 97% of last year. Marketings in the month of September were also 97% of last year. And that gives us an on-feed total for October 1 of 98.6% of 1 year ago.
At first glance, that marketing's number less than what a lot of folks were talking about.
The marketing's number's pretty close. The placement number is actually a little bit lighter than the pre-report estimates, kind of on the very bottom end of the range. So, all in all, I think this is probably going to be perceived as a slightly friendly report.
When you dive into those numbers, what do they tell you, especially on the placement number? What does that really tell you about where we are this fall?
Well, I think, again, we continue to make progress in this cattle on feed industry. We had the first half of the year, we carried in some cattle from last year's disruptions. We've had all kinds of challenges, of course, trying to market those animals and get out from under this sort of bottleneck that we've had all year. And we continue to make progress, and this reaffirms that. You know, if you take a 12-month average of feedlot inventories, which is a way to compare them month to month a little more cleanly without seasonality, that number actually peaked in June, and it has been falling, and it should continue to fall now. So, in a longer-term cattle cycle sense, we are past the peak numbers. We are moving into smaller numbers, and that should continue from this point on.
I guess, we've talked before about, that we're getting close to that point of maybe finally starting to flip the leverage just a little bit. I know it's still kind of a battle because we've got kind of a race between the number of cattle we've got available and the number of capacity, which includes the problem with labor with these packers.
Yeah, and that's really been the challenge. I mean, the capacity constraint has been an issue, and it really continues to be binding and perhaps even a little bit more binding. The labor issues continue. We got through the first half of the year from a slaughter standpoint of moving a fairly impressive number of cattle given the circumstances, given the challenges, and we did that with Saturday slaughter. But you can't really continue to do that. So we're probably seeing continued issues there. And as you say, the capacity may actually be getting slightly tighter at the same time that cattle numbers are getting a little tighter, and we can't just seem to not be able to get out from under that capacity constraint yet.
What do the on-feed numbers tell you right now about what you're anticipating on the mama cow herd, beef cow numbers that we'll get in January of 2022?
Well, obviously that's one of the longer run questions here is what has the drought done in terms of changing our cattle cycle situation? We were already liquidating, but at a relatively modest pace. We've been watching cow slaughter all year, and it's certainly elevated. And as we go through the peak cow culling season, we'll get a better read on that. But it's pretty clear that we have liquidated some additional cows. The one thing in this cattle on feed report, it's a quarterly report as well for October 1st. So we get a breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. And I do note that there's a slight increase year over year in the number of heifers on feed on October 1st. That may be another indication that some heifers that were perhaps initially intended for replacements have been diverted into the feeder supply chain and are now in the feedlot. So it's probably further proof that we are seeing some drought impacts on this this cow herd situation.
Finally, Daryl, you know, when you look at we're obviously now into the fourth quarter of 2021. Any strategy, any strategic type moves our cattle producers need to be doing as we wrap up the year and look into 2022?
Well, you know, our expectations across the board are for better cattle prices, and we're in a better place right now. Fed cattle, feeder cattle, calf prices are all above this time last year on a year-over-year basis, and we expect that to continue. So the revenue part of profitability, if you will, in general, is it looks better. I think the thing that most producers, whether it's cow-calf or stockers, obviously feedlots are facing is higher feed costs and maybe generally higher input costs. And so I think that's where a lot of attention going into the winter here, particularly cow-calf producers, really need to focus on that cost management. Understanding nutritionally what you've got, what your herd needs, matching those things up, and just really tightening the belt a little bit in terms of management of those feed costs is going to be the best opportunity to preserve that additional profit potential that comes with higher cattle prices.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with the latest cattle on feed numbers as of October 1. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.